always doing this little dance up here. Good morning. What kind of karma do you drive? What kind of thinking gets you here? And thank you for your prayer, Cherie. I don't know where she went, but it was absolutely on point and with this talk today about what goes around. I'm going to move this stuff here so I don't just distract later. I heard somebody's 1111 thing go off in the middle of Cherie's prayer. I hope you all were like, yeah. If you're not familiar with the 1111, it started back in November on 1111. I think by a Unity minister who posted on Facebook, and you set your alarm for every day at 11:11 a.m., and when it goes off, you just take a moment to send love and blessings or whatever it is out to the world or those around you or something going on in your life. So we all have my phones in the back so that it doesn't go off in the middle of the service when that happens. So what kind of thinking gets you here? My first question to you this morning, my second question, that was the first one. The second question is, how many of you, and you don't have to raise your hands unless you feel really brave and courageous, how many of you really, 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 really let go of the stuff that you put in the burning bowl 5 weeks ago? Good. And go for it. Put your hands up that you did. Thank you. What I also saw was a lot of... What goes around. The next question is, how many of you are focused, and I will say, and using the word rock because of your white stone 4 weeks ago, how many of you are keeping your attention and your focus? Yes. Good job. Excellent, excellent job. How many of you are beating yourselves up for maybe slipping, sliding on either? You don't have to show of hands. Thank you, Betty, for your candor and your honesty. So what we know in this teaching, in metaphysics, in unity, and science of mind, we know that first principle, number one, is that God is all there is. The second is we know that we are a part of that. It expresses in and through and as us. And the third is we know that our thoughts are creative. So we get stuck in conditioned thinking, right? So my first encouragement is, of course, and through those of you who've been in classes on Wednesday night, we've spent January and moving into February in the foundational teachings of metaphysics. We did this thing called You in January, Law of Mind Action, the Law of Attraction, and Jill will continue that into February. So when you're thinking about thoughts creating, what we know is that we do it after repetition, that's how we learn. And what the mind can create, the mind can uncreate, right? That's why we consciously let go of things that no longer serve us. That's why we consciously affirm and give ourselves a starting point for the new year with the white stone, a new name by which to call ourselves. We know that there is spiritual law that doesn't stop working because you're not paying attention to it. It works regardless of whether you're conscious of it or not. So it follows that if we know, number one, that God is all there is, number two, that we are God in expression, number three, why wouldn't we then use that infinite creative power in our favor? And the answer, of course, is our conditioning. The things that we were told we're used to doing all day long, you know, and that those things that we affirm that we don't even know we're doing it sometimes, right? Yeah. You wake up in the morning and the first thought is, oh my God, how am I going to pay the bills? Oh my God, I don't have any money. Whether you realize it or not, whether we realize it or not, that thought plays again and again and again and again and again and reinforces that the law actually does work. And in this practice, what's really interesting is when we talk about the law, people will say, well, and no, it doesn't work. But what we know and we see from experience is that we can prove that it works by affirming that it doesn't. Does that make sense? Yeah, I hear lots of, yeah. Because you think about it, right? you go out into the world and you're talking to somebody and that tape starts playing and you're the woe is me and I'm a victim and this happened to me and this bad stuff and it's somebody else's fault, and we point the finger. And I always like to go back to that thing that they teach in elementary school. You got one going forward, but you got three coming back at you when you're pointing a finger at somebody and saying it's your fault. And when you're standing there saying, no, the law doesn't work, it doesn't work. And then you look at this happen, you know, I don't ever have any money. I don't ever get the good job. My na 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 na. And it's like, well, you keep that attitude and yeah. You're proving that the law does work by not working in your favor because you agree with and you believe that the law doesn't work. And the point is, and I'm going to read this thing from this last part of this last chapter of this thing called You from Ernest Holmes. It works regardless. We hear that all the time. And let me get my right page number. Oh, the one with the green tab. That would be the one, Kit. Oh, there it is. So, you are either attracting or repelling according to your mental attitude. You're either identifying yourself with lack or with abundance, with love and friendship or with indifference. And that's an important word, too. Indifference. You know, it doesn't matter to me what I want. It doesn't matter. And energetically, the universe is going, oh, okay. Right? If you don't have a solid idea and a direction in which you're headed, you know, the universe is standing there, God is standing there waiting, and we've heard this, waiting to give you the kingdom and then some. And you go, oh, but no, not today. I just, you know, I'm only worth this much. And then it's like, oh, well, okay. I'm going to stand here waiting to give this to you until you align with the idea that, number one, you are divine. And that you are worthy. And that is our biggest, biggest stumbling block for all of us, myself included, is getting to that place. And you may not think, you're like, no, man, I got a skill set. I got all this experience. I got all this wisdom. I got all this age. I got, you know, I deserve to have that job. But there's something inside of you that's saying, well, maybe I'm not good enough. It always sneaks up. For most of us, I know, and I'm seeing some head noddings going, oh, I'm on it. And I know that many of you are, because you are diving into this practice. So when that thought comes up of you're not worthy, or I'm not good enough, or there's something, you say, no, wait a minute, yeah, I am. I remember that I'm divine. I remember that I, just from the very fact that I exist, that I am living, breathing on the planet, says there is something here for me to do, to experience the good, to experience more love. You cannot keep from attracting into your experience that which corresponds to the sum total of your states of consciousness. What that means is not just I'm working on my affirmations, but being aware of the subconscious stuff that's going on in the background, and also millennia of what we call the mass consciousness, the race consciousness of belief that it comes with us. Sorry. It does. So what do? It is self-awareness. It is being aware of our thoughts all the time. Being aware of our beliefs. What am I doing? Why am I thinking this? Why am I, I'm going to take action on this thought. Where is it coming from? This law of attraction and repulsion works automatically. It's like the law of reflection. The reflection responds to the image held before a mirror. The mirror doesn't care what you put in front of it. It is going to give you an exact reflection. Life is a mirror peopled with the forms of your own acceptance. How careful then you should be to guard your thoughts, not only seeing to it that you keep them free from doubt and fear, accepting only the good, but equally, you should consciously repel every thought which denies that good. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. There is a God power at the center of every man's and woman's being, a presence, with a capital P, that knows neither lack, limitation, nor fear, sickness, disquiet, nor imperfection. This presence and power is at the center of all people and all things. But because everyone is an individual, he can build a wall of negative a wall of negative thought between himself and this perfection. This makes it difficult for the true center to come to the surface. So that wall is the repetitive lack and limitation thinking that we are taught very early on, and we just keep practicing it. So when I talk about the law working, the key to that is it works to the degree that you are aware that it works. And it feels like going around in circles. But it's really actually a spiral. You start at a level of consciousness. You learn something. You go, oh, aha moment. I'm growing. I'm shifting. I'm changing. I recognize I don't believe in that thing anymore. I believe that I am worthy. I believe that there is good. I live in an opulent universe. And the next level of the spiral, and you go through a little more growing pains, and you step onto the edge of your comfort zone, and you go, oh, this is uncomfortable, but I know I can't go back. I know that I've gotten a taste of this awareness, of this truth, and it is the truth of who you are. The universe is standing there waiting on our acceptance of it. Emerson has a beautiful quote. I was going to paraphrase, but I like it better. The mind, once stretched by a new idea, never returns to its original dimensions. Isn't that cool? And it works both ways, to the good and to the negative. So when your mind is stretched to a new idea or a new belief and it has impacted you in some emotional way, you are stretched beyond and it's not going to go back. It's not like the sweatpants or the stretchy pants that everybody will be putting on this afternoon to watch the Super Bowl. Yes, it is, actually, because once stretched beyond their limit, they don't go back, right? When you eat too much, okay? But it's the same thing with our thoughts. That's what we're here to do. We're here to evolve those thoughts and move out continuously on the edge, on our growing edge. Yes, it's uncomfortable, just like the stretchy pants, right? There you go. And you grow. And it works in the other way. If you decide you don't want to wear stretchy pants anymore, you stop stretching your stomach and so forth. And you exercise and you get new pants. So, one of the things that I know Reverend Jill talked about last week was the idea of kindness and blame and shame and all of those things. And that spiritual truth of just says, stop it. She said that last week a couple of times. Stop it. Stop thinking that you're less than. Move your thinking away from the less than and into the divine perfection that you already are. You came into the world as divine perfection. And speaking of, Leah gave me a note before the service. You're writing as it's Eric and where'd she go? Is it Jerry? Anyway, baby Watkins arrived. Nori Watkins, Eric and Jerry Watkins. This morning. And I love the timing of that because it's absolutely perfect. We come in perfect. In this moment, we are perfectly, we may say perfectly imperfect. But right now, I mean, if you think about this particular moment, we have everything we need, don't we? We have nice chairs to sit on. The room is fairly comfortable in temperature. We've got air, we got light, we got water. We've got food, potluck. We have community, we have love, we have fellowship. We have everything we need in this moment. And I don't think up until this second any of you were, I hope not, were not sitting here saying, oh my God, I can't pay my bill right now. I hope nobody was thinking that. Because this is what this is for. This is what community is for. This is what you get together in community when more than one, two or more are gathered. Energetically, the collective, the sum, as he said, the sum of our thoughts, very powerful. We can support each other in saying, no, I see the divine in you. I see your magnificence. I hold that for you even when you can't see it yourself. I know and I trust and I have my faith that I live in an opulent and infinitely abundant universe. So when those days come and the little tightness in my gut says, uh-oh, here's this unexpected bill, I don't freak out anymore. I don't know how the dots are going to get connected, but I know that they will because I am putting my faith in the law that says, it is done to me as I believe. What goes around comes around. And I want to talk about that, and I'm focusing on the lack, particularly in the finances, because that was a big thing for me. Came from my early conditioning of what is the value of money? You know, rich people were probably doing something illegal or immoral in order to be rich. It was never stated out loud, but there was a mindset and there was an idea, either that or you had to work your fingers to the bone, kill yourself working to make a meager living. That is not what the law in the universe says. Again, abundant, infinitely abundant supply in the universe. And what I know about karma, going around, coming around, what we believe is giving where you feel the most love. So if you are feeling a lack of love or friendship, you've heard that before. Again, great teachings from elementary school. If you want a friend, be a friend. Give to the areas where you feel the most constriction. It feels counterintuitive, doesn't it? It feels scary to go, oh my God. But giving where you are spiritually fed. How many of you know Edwin Gaines? Yes. How many of you have taken Prosperity Plus? How many of you have taken the 4T classes at some point in your class-taking history? We give where we are spiritually fed. Why? Because energetically, we give to those things that bring us more life. We give to where those things, those places that inspire us, that move us to our own next level of greatness. Jill will be teaching the Eric Butterworth Spiritual Economics, I believe, is that April? In April. So there will be another prosperity class in April. I just want to give you a primer to get warmed up a little bit, to know that you don't have to wait till April to experiment. I cannot tell you, I don't think, nobody can tell you, Edwin Gaines can't tell you, nobody can tell you why tithing works, but it does. And I am here to testify regularly and consistently. I can't tell you the number of times I have gotten tithes from other people in the last 2 weeks. I've been tithing regularly for more than a year now, to where I'm spiritually fed, not to places where I'm like, oh, I'm gonna give you money, but to the places that inspire me and light me up. And without any change in anything else, I get a card in the mail. Love you. Check. I got a card from another Unity church last week. The church tithed to me because they love my music and they love what I do in the world. Completely unexpected. And it was a nice check. Didn't know it was coming, didn't expect it. But I know that is the affirmation that says I am doing this wonderful energy exchange with the universe, giving where I used to feel lack. Focusing on the 90% that I get to keep, that's a pretty good deal. That I don't even think about that 10% anymore. It's right, as soon as I get a check, I keep a list of where I'm going to tithe to in case I forget. If I see something online, I see somebody doing something really awesome in the world, I make a little list. It's like when the next money comes in, I'm going to tithe a portion of that too. That place, because they're doing really cool stuff in the world, and I want to say that I'm a part of that. What goes around comes around. If you feel a lack of love, give more love. If you feel a lack of money, give more money. If you feel a lack of time, and I hear that from a lot of people, I just don't have time to do it, take a little time and volunteer. We have, as you heard Marilyn say, at the end of March, we will have, there are so many things going on in this community, if you don't know about it yet, March 31st, of all of those volunteer teams to get involved, because there's some cool, fun stuff happening here, if you don't know it. What I'd like to share for those of you who didn't stay for the annual meeting last week is in the size of the congregation, what's really cool about our community is about half of you, that's significant, half of you volunteer in some way or another here to keep this, yeah, thank you. And thank you for doing that. Yeah, yep. So we keep in mind what goes around. When you feel lit up and joyful, and it can be reading a book or a poem, somebody online, I've done that before, somebody's doing something cool, I'm like, hey, if they have a donate button, you know, because I really, really like what they're doing in the world. They're bringing joy or expansiveness or they're doing stuff for kids or whatever it might be. And it's just this really cool flow that once you're in it, you know when you're in it. And I see some heads nodding of, yeah, I know when I'm in that flow because things just are like, yeah, baby. I trust. And what goes around is when you put more faith that the law works, you see, you have more opportunities to see that it does. You have more opportunity to see that the universe is really in your favor, that God is always waiting, not just with money, but with the right people and the right ideas. And the next step is shown, and the next step is shown, and you, okay, I'm gonna keep trusting, I'm gonna keep stepping, I'm gonna keep trusting, I'm gonna keep stepping, and it opens up miraculously. Things that look like miracles, that can be an everyday occurrence. So, before we go into meditation, I wanna share this last piece with you. Today you are to identify yourself with the more abundant life, to think on those things which make for peace, to dwell on the unity which underlies everything. As you consciously poise yourself in the realization that you live in pure spirit, new power will be born within you. You will find yourself renewed by the divine life, led by divine intelligence, guarded by divine love. Focus your inward vision on this indwelling harmony, knowing that as you contemplate its perfection, you will see it manifest in everything you do. What goes around? Make sure it's pointed in the right direction. Let's go into meditation. Please take a deep cleansing breath, a couple of them. If you need to shake your hands out, if you need to put your shoulders down. And what I'd like you to do this morning is bring your attention right down into the center of your heart space. Breathe into that space. Allow it to open.
going to read this morning this meditation, this affirmation that Ernest Holmes wrote. And what I'd like you to do is make these words your own, as if you're saying them yourself. Realizing that the spirit within me is God. The living Spirit Almighty, being fully conscious of this divine presence as the sustaining principle of my life. I open my thought to its influx. I open my consciousness to its outpouring. I let that mind be in me, which was also in Christ Jesus. This is the mind of truth, the mind of God, carrying with it all power of the infinite. I know and understand that good alone is real. I know that silently I am drawing into my experience today and every day an ever-increasing measure of truth and beauty, of goodness and harmony. Everything I do, say, and think is quickened into right action, into productive action, into increased action. My invisible good already exists. My faith, drawing upon this invisible good, causes that which was unseen to become visible. All there is mine now. All there ever was or ever can be is mine now.
I am God is.